is with the Detroit Lakes Rotary, and he is here to talk with us about the Poles and Holes Fishing Derby coming up on Saturday on Detroit Lake in beautiful Becker County, Minnesota. Hello, Brent Gerber of Detroit Lakes. How are you?
I am great, Mike. Good afternoon. You know, there's no truth to the rumor. I want to squash this right now, that the weather is going to be so overwhelmingly warm that Justin Timberlake is going to come out and ice fish with us.
There is absolutely no truth to the rumor that's ever going to be warm again in this area, because it seems like it's going to be below zero forever and a day, Brent. But you have an event coming up on Saturday. It's not going to be too bad on Saturday, so I hope a lot of people get out. Tell us about the Poles and Holes Fishing Derby.
Well, you know, it's our fourth annual fishing derby. Breakfast Rotary Club puts it on. The proceeds go to fund a lot of the great activities that we do to support youth and community work in the Detroit Lakes and surrounding areas, and really in many ways around the world. It's a fun event kicking off Polar Fest here in Detroit Lakes. We start at noon tomorrow. Noon to 3 is the fishing, but about 9 o'clock, people are already starting to scout out their best places to fish.
On Saturday. Today's only Thursday, so on Saturday, yes. Don't have people show up tomorrow.
No, don't. And, because Saturday is actually the day that there's the hope for a balmy double-digit temperature, so that's the day we want to do it.
That's a good thing. So tell us about how do people get involved? What can they win? How can they do all this stuff, Brent?
Well, there's 30 fishing prizes, highlighted by the grand prize, $10,000 in cash. Along with that, we got some other great prizes, lots of portable fish houses, including one of these ice castle fish houses. It's one of the smaller models, but those things are so hot that our sponsor had a hard time even getting one for us, so we know that's a popular prize. And we've got various cash prizes, lots of fun things. There'll be some drawings on the ice. We've also got a raffle that's independent to that. Whether you fish or not, you don't have to be there to win. That's a grand prize of a brand-new Polaris four-wheeler, and lots of great prizes on that raffle. And if you really want more information, the best place to go is on the web to icefishingdetroitlakes.org.
And you can sign up today. You can sign up tomorrow. Can you still register Saturday if people decide when they wake up, they're going to say, you know what, it's going to be a pretty darn nice day today. I'm going to go try to win $10,000 in cash. Can they still do that, Brent?
You sure can do that. It costs you $5 if you wait too long, because tickets in advance are $35. In addition to on-site, those are available at various vendors along the way. Lake Sports Shop, Quality Bait and Tackle here in Detroit Lakes, Nearson Motors, the Lake Place in Lake Park, and the Sports Shop here in Detroit Lakes, too. So you can buy those there for $35 through Friday, but on Saturday, the only place you can buy tickets is on the ice, and that's $40 on the day of the event.
Here's the question that everybody is asking right now listening to KFGO, and the question is, do people catch fish at the Poles and Holes Fishing Derby?
Oh, most certainly. Last year, we had a flurry of activity. We had a large school, maybe a college worth of bass underneath us, and we had a flurry of activity happening right as the lines went in the water. It was chaos, and I'm sure there were like a couple hundred fish caught last year. We've never had a problem with fish being caught, some years more than others. But, you know, that's fishing, Mike.
No, when I go fishing, I rarely catch anything. So I know that it's sometimes you don't catch anything, but it sounds like you have some folks out there who put people on the fish. So what do people need to bring, Brent, if they're going to participate in the derby?
You need to bring a fishing pole, and you need to be properly licensed. That's, you know, the state of Minnesota takes care of all of those things. That's not our deal. And of course, you should probably bring some warm clothes and a little bit of money. And I think if you have the decision that you'd like to use cameras or depth finders or whatever, that's perfectly permissible. If you want to fish multiple, you know, a couple lines, you can. You have to pay for each hole that you're going to take up. And bring a good positive attitude, and we'd just love to have you there.
Perfect. The website is icefishingdetroitlakes.org. You can sign up right through the week, right through Friday, and today and Friday on the website.
You're having trouble too.
And then on the ice and Saturday, you can still do it on the ice. You're just going to pay a couple dollars more to do that. Brent, thank you. Thanks for coming on, and I hope it's like 25 degrees on Saturday for you, okay?
You and me both, Mike. Thank you.
You bet. Brent Gerber, Poles and Holes Fishing Derby.